When the Tennessee band Paramore first started out, their music was considered emo. Think melodic punk rock. Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters and Nirvana fame doesn't think much of emo music. In 2004, he wrote a column for the New York Times and called emo, quote, whiny. We asked Paramore's orange-haired frontwoman Hayley Williams how she defines the term.
Emo really stands for emotional. When someone calls Paramore emo, I kind of take it as a compliment because I don't think that there's anything wrong with writing songs that are emotional.
Paramore, which also includes Taylor York and Jeremy Davis, is about to release its fourth album. The band formed in 2004 when they were in high school.
I went straight from high school to doing high school in the back of a 12-passenger. There were definitely days that I was like, am I doing the right thing? But then you kind of look over at your friends and you realize there's probably a million kids that are sitting at school wishing that they were doing what you're doing. I told them no and stick it. I don't really feel like I need to say anything about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I don't need to swear. And I'm not saying that I'm a perfect angel, but I think it would feel very disingenuous. I would feel like this is me trying to be cool right now. Maybe we'll grab a couple older fans if I just put this swear word in. Or I want to talk about normal life problems and things that I feel and that I see. And I hate to see your heart. The live show, we literally come off stage an hour and a half later, like just sore, just hurting, because we put everything into it. I learned really early on that I have to keep the mic close to my mouth, or else when I'm headbanging and thrashing around, you just lose my voice. The way that our fans give back to us, it just has everything to do with the kind of songs that we want to write. People just enjoy singing along to catchy melodies, and so do we, and that's why we want to be that kind of band.
Paramore's self-titled album is out Tuesday. To hear how the group's religious beliefs play into their music, go to nprmusic.org. This is NPR News.